So, after having told us that Christ didn't enter a sanctuary made by hands, but he did enter a sanctuary, you see, which is an antitype, you know, it's the figure of the true one. The true one is the one we enter every time we consecrate the host. But into heaven itself, now to appear before the face of God for us. I think I've shared this before, maybe I haven't. But when I was just ordained, and of course in the monastery, we were all way back before concelebration was ever thought about again. And I would be saying Mass all alone. And the Lord would remind me, he would say, "You will remember this for all eternity. In heaven, you will remember this Mass." Which is such a beautiful help to be attentive at Mass. So, as you know, we're now looking at this letter to the Hebrews. We've already done quite a bit of it. And now we have to move this two sections, the one we're doing now, and then he skips down, our editors skip down to verse 19. Okay, but we want to finish this. See, every man dies once, and after that the judgment. So Christ offered himself for all to bear the sins of the many. A second time, without sin, he will appear to those who are waiting for him unto salvation. So his humanity has been totally transformed, suffused by the divinity, and he wants to come back and share all that with us, and he will come to stop history. So then, starting with verse 19, we have, "Since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus." Do we enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus? Yes. That's the whole point. And the great mystical vision of the letter to the Hebrews, why it's here on the Feast of the Ascension, because where he goes, we follow. So, we have confidence to enter by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. The veil between the outer court and the inner court is the very flesh of Christ. Now that that flesh has been transformed and is suffused with the divine, you see, it is our passage to be in the very presence of God. Already in this life, especially at the liturgy, but in prayer as well. We have a great priest over the house of God. So now let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. He can sprinkle our hearts with his blood and purify them. So the anger, the sensuality, the jealousy, the fear, the laziness, the can all be washed away. The pride, so that the living Christ can live in us and minister to his church. That's what this is all about. In everybody, not just the priests, but there's a special dimension of it that belongs to the priesthood, you see, and the bishops. Let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance, having our hearts, notice our hearts, sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. The heart is the place where we meet God. An evil conscience means that we are aware that that heart is besmirched and blocked because of our sin. But, you see, we go via the path opened up for us, see, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the new and living way, which is by the blood of Christ. So, and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For For he who promised is faithful. That's the second part, you see, where we have this notion of going through the Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by hands, an antitype of the true one, as we already read, but now to appear before the face of God for us. Then, in the second section of Hebrews that we're looking at right now, second section of the reading, they've taken two blocks and put them together that are not together in the text. I see. I would like to read these lines. They're from Albert Benoist, who spent a large part of his life studying and teaching and writing about the letter to the Hebrews. I was fortunate enough to have him as a professor, and it was a wonderful course. We did chapter 10. He writes, Jesus is the one who procures the right of way, for by entering the sanctuary through his own blood, he didn't need any purifying water, he didn't need any ceremony. His own poured out blood made him apt to enter into the very living presence in his humanity of the divine, his Father. He's found an eternal redemption, from another part of the letter. The right of way has therefore been given to the believers in the blood of Jesus, which has been made fully effective by his death. Transformed into a perfect offering, the death of Jesus has in fact surmounted on behalf of human beings all the obstacles that prevented their communion with God. Think about that. I don't have time to get a really good prayer time, and I'm too busy. That's one of the things that stops you from having union with God. You know? And you know, I don't look at a lot of bad television, but once in a while, those are the things that stop you from being caught up into the very embrace of the Father, and then knowing what you're talking about when you preach it. I'm going to read a little bit more of this beautiful text of Benoist. The road leading into the sanctuary is likewise found in Jesus himself. He himself inaugurated it for us through the veil. Or maybe this is me. Anyway, in specifying that this way is new and living, that it has a relationship with the flesh of Jesus, the author helps his readers to understand that here, as in 9:11, he is referring to the mystery of the resurrection of Christ. The new and living way is none other than the glorified humanity of Christ, now become for all mankind the sole means of access to God through the ascension. See? In 9:11, the glorified humanity was presented as the greater and more perfect tent. The glorified humanity, the ascended humanity, which leads to the authentic sanctuary. One should not be surprised to hear it called a road now, but the author has made it clear that the role of the tent consists of being a means of access. We go through the tent, the very flesh of Jesus, into the very living, breathtaking presence of God. That will be enough for this. We're going to stop now.